Welcome up to the stage, MLS All-Stars and Columbus Crew reigning champion head coach Wilfred Nancy, FC Cincinnati midfielder Luciano Acosta, and LA Galaxy midfielder Ricky Puig. First, coach, we'd like some opening remarks about being here at the MLS All-Star game.
Hello, everyone. So really happy to be here with new players. Really happy to be together and to have 2 or 3 days knowing a little bit more each other, and also to have a good game Wednesday and to enjoy it.
All right, thanks, coach. We'll start with the questions and answer portion of the press conference. If you raise your hand, we'll get you the mic. Who wants to go first? All right, back of the room, please.
Coach Nancy, what is it about working with all these different players from MLS that brings a smile to your face? What's been kind of the fun part about this experience?
Oh, this is, I'm grateful for that. You know, I know all of them, obviously, but to be together, it's a new experience. And also, we had a good session today. It was quiet, but apparently this is the way it is. In the beginning, but no, listen, I know them really well, obviously, and to be together, to have a moment together, this is good for everyone, but this is also good for the league, and to have this kind of moment, and to compete, but to have joy also, this is important.
Question? Right here, lady with the long hair.
For you two, I want to ask, what is it, going into the game, what were your impressions this week? What were your impressions of Wilfred Nancy as a coach, his playing style, and after your first training, what your opinion so far?
Well, really happy to be here. It's excited because we are with the best players of the league, and also we enjoy a lot. We have the first train today, and I think that we need to enjoy this experience.
Thank you. We'll stay on this side, white hat right here.
Wilfred, bonjour. The guy, man to your left, Luciano Acosta, is your captain tomorrow. What kind of leadership qualities have you seen him display in the training sessions, and what do you expect from him as a captain tomorrow?
I'm happy that he's in my team now. Because he's a pain in the ass. When we play against each other, no, obviously really good player. This is so difficult to play against obviously his team, but also against him, because what I like about him is that he can do really good stuff, as we know, but he can play by himself, but also he likes also to make a good pass. And for me, this is really important. So. Happy to be together and to have a few good moments together.
Front row, white shirt, and then we'll go to the blue shirt.
Lucho, you're the reigning league MVP. You're having another MVP caliber season, and now you're named captain. What does it mean to you to be the captain of this All-Star team?
Bueno, voy a hablar español. muy feliz de ser... capitán de nuevo para el All-Star, con todas las figuras que hay, ¿no? Creo que ser capitán de un equipo así me siento muy orgulloso y nada, disfrutando lo que me toca vivir este año, pero hoy en día disfruto de estar acá, ser dirigido por el campeón coach del año pasado y jugar con jugadores de este nivel, creo que es muy lindo.
Thank you. How are you, coach? It's not a secret that your philosophy of soccer has impact and change in the MLS. It takes you to championship games. Are we going to see a little bit of your philosophy against Liga MX, or it's going to be more like an open game?
I would like to play in a certain way, but again, I have to be also realistic, you know. So, but they know how to play, and for me, it's going to be a good exercise also to see them playing together, and just to respect the game and to play a logical play, you know, against this team. And this is the most important for me, because I'm not here to prove anything. I'm here to have good moments with them, with all the players, and also to try to have a good game against Liga MX. This is the challenge.
Okay.
Luciano, when you think of the Columbus Crew, I guess what comes to mind when you play against them? Like, what's the first thing, kind of the reputation that they've kind of built?
Me reservo los comentarios. No, la verdad que lo respeto mucho a Columbus, lo que ha logrado el coach, lo que han logrado como equipo, como club. Y la verdad que es raro estar de esta parte, en este estadio, entrenar, pero la verdad que lo disfruto por lo que es. Y nada, creo que en este momento hay que dejar todas las competencias o las diferencias al lado y disfrutar. Creo que Columbus es un gran club y lo respeto mucho.
Thank you. We'll come over here.
Garrett Melser with FCDallas.com. My question's for Coach Nancy. Petr Musso is one of the late additions to the team. What did you see from him as a player this season, and what do you think you can bring to the team on Wednesday night?
He's a complete striker. You know, he's able to defend. He's able also to connect with players. He's able also to score goals. And he simply deserves to be here because... he's doing a good job with his team, obviously, but also I like also the way his profile, you know, to be able to make runs in behind if we need to, be able also to play between the lines, and I think that this is really interesting, so good for him that he's with us.
We're coming over here, yep.
I have a question for Wilfred and I hope Lucho also as well. Wilfred, I know you've spoken about this a little, but there's many reports that connect you to the U.S. men's national team job, and it's sort of in the air right now. Everyone's curious. So I wanted to ask how you approach that, if you think it's time. And Darlington Nagbe, I asked him about it today, and he said that he thinks you could take your model anywhere and that you could create the style of play anywhere at any level. So I wanted to put that in front of you. And also ask Lucho, if you think he would be a good national team coach.
Si me selecciona, sí. Pick select me por the.
No, listen. With a lot of humility, we are all competitors. It's within us, you know, as a human being. So. Like I said before, you do your job. The fact that you are here, I don't know if this is a promotion or not, but you started in a certain way, and now you are here with me. So this is the same. We try to, all the time, try to challenge ourselves. And I am limitless. You know, I'm really grateful about this, obviously, because this is the national team. And after that, for me, life is about moments. And I'll see, and we'll see what is going to be next in the future. But I feel really good here also, so, you know, I'm not the type of guy that I'm going to say that in 2 years or 3 years I'm going to do this. No, it's all about moments. I have to be ready for the moment, and if the moment is the good moment to do it, I will do it. But again, I don't control this kind of thing, but I know that the way I want to play, yes, I can do it. My challenge is to do it everywhere, because this is a lifestyle. This is not something that I try to do. This is the way I see football.
We'll come back to the front row over here.
This one's for Ricky. Obviously, the Galaxy have had a big bounce back year. I wanted to know what you have to say to all the Gs who've supported you and the team throughout, you know, the bad and the great now.
Yeah, I think that we are really good team this year. We have Joski and Peck that he's coming tomorrow, and we're really happy because we have really good players, and I think that we are playing really good. Greg have a really good idea, and we are really happy. We are excited for these 8 games left. Thank you.
We'll come back right here.
Wilfred, how do you approach these like two or three days of training, and how much of your style play do you kind of give to these players that you're coaching for the first time, and how much do you kind of keep to yourself?
No, simple. Today the idea was to, because we all played 2 days ago, so the idea was to do a normal session, and tomorrow is going to be the same. You know, the idea is just to get the connection together, and obviously I'm gonna put player on position, but they know how to play offensively and defensively. And like I said before, the idea is to have a logical play, a way to play. Sorry, so this is not about style of play or anything else. This is to be coherent on the pitch. Simple as that.
All right, welcome to here. Yep, thank you.
Hi, Coach. Indianapolis and a few other cities have made no secret about the fact that they want an MLS team. What do you think about the idea of the league expanding right now?
Personally, I love it because I started as an assistant coach, so almost 10 years ago. And I can see the growth of the league, you know. So yes, the facilities, yes, the stadium and so on, but also in terms of style of play, in terms of a vision, in terms of ideas. And I'm really happy to see that players, like the player that I have on my side, that they are also in MLS, because with more teams, it's going to be more competitive. And after that, MLS is going to try to find a way to stop it also, because I don't know how many games going to do. But I think this is good. The most important for me is to have a vision. And if each club have a clear vision about the way they want to do things and why they want to do it, I'm happy, because this is something new and this is good for the league.
Thank you.